Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello there and welcome to another episode of Four Tims in a Podcast. This week's episode is brought to you as always by footballprizes.co.uk. This week's Celtic prize on there is a one-of-a-kind prize. It's an Alan Thompson signed and custom framed Celtic shirt. You can win this by going to their website and just searching through prizes. You'll find the Celtic one. There's a load of instant win prizes as well. So if you go over there and use your discount code, which is TIMS10, it'll get you 10% off your tickets as well. But this competition ends Monday 29th of May at 7:30 at night. So be sure to get your tickets before then. There's only 99 available, so you'll need to be quick. But thanks to Football Prizes for their continued support throughout this season. And thanks to anybody that has used our discount code. And it helps us keep the lights on over here. But we'll go on with the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Four Tims in a Podcast. You join us on Monday the 22nd of May, and first of all, we can only apologise for being as inconsistent as you've came to know. We've not been on since Celtic won the league, so quite a bit to discuss, so we'll get through as much as we can in about half an hour to an hour. We'll see how it goes. Tony, I'll bring you in. Before we get into what's happened after it, Celtic were crowned champions after a 2-0 victory at Tynecastle. It feels like forever ago now, but how does it feel to officially have Celtic crowned as the 2-0 league champions?
To be fair, I've been drunk about 10 times since then to celebrate. No apologies, we are very inconsistent. It's great to be champions again, very well deserved. We've won it really easily. I think we had it won for kind of November. They went through a period, I think St Johnson beat them, St Mirren drew with them. They drew at home with Livy, and we were just relentless, and we grinded out a few really big wins. And getting into the World Cup break, we were in really good nick. Probably, but a bit kind of, it's easy to say we won it in November now, but I think a lot of damage was done to them now, and they obviously changed their manager. But no, the guys have been fantastic. I know the last few games haven't been great or haven't been to the standards, but I think his big Ann said, kind of paraphrasing, but it was something about boxers hold the belt, but they don't win every round, and we hold the belt, and I'm happy enough for that, to be totally honest. I thought the game at Hearts, first half, they were awful. I'm not going to get back and moan about the refs. Well, I tell a lie, I'm going to moan about two decisions. I thought that red card was a Stonewall red card, made us get through in his last man, so I thought it was a red card, and I don't know how Cantwell never get booked against us. Because I was waiting on him for a 33-1 shot. But really happy with how we've seen it out. It's been a very good season. Obviously, we've still got one more big game to go where we can win a treble, which I didn't think 2 years ago we would be anywhere near a treble for a long time. I didn't think we'd be really close to league titles. I think most people 2 years ago would have thought that Rangers would have been going for their 57th/3rd title. It's turned out we're going for we've won our 53rd and we're going for a world domestic or a world record 8th domestic treble, and obviously the whole world's most successful club stuff. So it's been great, and I can see why the players have kind of played within themselves the last couple of games. Players don't want to get injured, they want to be fit for the cup final. You miss Carter Vickers as well, fucking hell, you miss him terribly. I'm just glad he's going to be injured up until we start next season, so hopefully there's no bids coming for him, because he is a top class centre-half, really, really good, massive fan of him. And Alistair Johnson as well, you miss these guys, and obviously other players have come in, and it's not been great. But to win another league title, I mean, you never get sick of watching Celtic win the league. I think that's 12 titles at the last 13, or sorry, 11 at the last 12. Just phenomenal dominance. And as I say, sometimes you see on Twitter, fans of stupid clubs saying, oh, you don't know how it feels when we win cups. And I don't think they understand how important that is for us. We need to win. That's just bred into us. And it's a relief. It's joy. It's excitement. It's being out with your family, your friends, and celebrating. There's nothing quite late winning the league title, and the only thing better is winning a treble. So, no, massive credit to Ange and his staff, and also the players. Well-deserved champions, and hopefully a bit of form for the Hibs and Aberdeen game, and then really turn it on at Hampden, and I think they will do.
Aye, definitely. As you say, still a few games to go before that cup final. As we wrap up the league season, Danny, as Tony's covered there, we've quite a bit's happened, but I think the most important thing is, although we all sort of knew it was coming, Celtic have officially been crowned champions, and I know, as I said, we are probably the most inconsistent Celtic podcast out there, but a lot of that's got to go down the Ange as well, because we're just happy, enjoying Celtic, loving life, and another great title to enjoy. What have you made that day, and then obviously the few weeks since then?
I suppose I should make it a hat trick and apologise to everybody for not being here. We knew we were going to win the league at some point, the way that how consistent we've been this season, and we won it the first chance we got, and which was great because the team deserved to be able to go and win it themselves, you know, instead of at them dropping points or something. So no, it was great to win the league, and I agree with Tony, it was a stonewall red card. But since then, I mean, obviously the fits came off the gas a wee bit. I think Tony's spot on. The players are looking towards the cup final. They don't want to be like Johnson or Carter Vickers and not go to make it. They want to play in the cup final. And these are, at the minute, these are just glorified friendlies, and folk have lost their running themselves the last couple of weeks. Obviously, you don't want to go to Ibrox and get beat 3-0. That's like something that you never want. You know, it's never. But I think a lot has been made about that game, whereas borrowing a quote for them, it wasn't really like a 3-0 game. I mean, we popped the ball about really well, and just never, the final ball was lacking, and I think we missed two sitters. We could add another penalty, although Rangers were playing their two keepers again, and they took their chances, and we gave them two goals maybe. So obviously you don't want to get beat, but it wasn't as if they completely outclassed us and hammered us, and you know, obviously they'll make out what they did, but everybody knows they never. And then this week was just bash, really. It was played like a pre-season friendly. It was played like a game at the end of the season. The intensity of St Mirren, you know, they're just happy to be in the top six, and they came in and a bit of a goal, and I thought they played quite well, but we just played within ourselves, and I was actually quite surprised to get equaliser. I didn't think they were going to get it, but thankfully they did, and they were unlucky not to win in the end. I think, oh, it's a good shot, it hit the post. I know I was at 2-1, but they had a few openings. But Tony's right, it's all about 2 weeks' time, and going for a treble, and it would be the 5th treble in 7 years, which is just fucking insane, which is a mad start. Before we started recording, what we were talking about, when Rodgers came in just fleetingly, and to think that day 7 years later, basically. Or even, there you go. Yesterday was 7 years of the day Hibs beat Rangers in the cup final. We announced Rodgers the night before. If you'd have said 7 years later that we were going for our fifth treble, you would have just laughed. And to think everything that's happened and how low we were 2 years ago, Tony's right. These other people say, oh, you know, is this a crisis for you? He's finished second and getting to the Champions League qualifiers. Well, it is, because we need to win. And that's the way we've been brought up. That's the way that we've come to expect over the years, is that we win. And in 2 weeks, the team are going to play for their fifth treble in 7 years. And even us that say you expect to win, we need to win, that's just bonkers to me. And considering four of them are one in a row. And that's it as well. You know, if you've won four trebles already and we're going for our fifth, obviously with a trophy this season, but last year we won two of the three. So only out of those 21 trophies, I think it's 17 we're going for. And that's just fucking bonkers. Like, then this team deserves a lot of credit for keeping that momentum going. And no, even though we dropped it for a season, to just pick it up again and go again. And I mean, Postecoglou's on for five out of six. And that's just tremendous. And he's a bit of luck. I mean, we're a bit of luck away from going for a double treble. I mean, if you look at the semi-final last year, Carter Vickers hits the bar for the 6 yard line. And if he scores that, we're probably talking about a double treble again. It's just mental.
No, absolutely. As you say, it's been an amazing sort of, like you say, since Rodgers, this period of success we've had has been quite incredible. I know we had that COVID season, it wasn't a real season anyway, but apart from that, we've just swept up just about every trophy. And even as you say, last year, we were probably the win for a crossbar away from getting to the Scottish Cup final and going for another treble. And like, I think that's what people need to sort of take into perspective, like, they know, because as you say, like, after the Rangers game, I'll not lie, I didn't blame anybody for coming out and being angry and having a go, because I'd spent that full week as well convincing myself that that game doesn't mean anything. But I do think that the performance was pretty disgraceful, and it was right for people to get worked up. But the Mirror game, I think, was a bit different. I think that I actually enjoyed being there on Saturday. I thought, hey, as you said, St Mirren came and had a go. And I know a few of the games at Celtic Park in about January time in the Scottish Cup and that, it looked a bit more comfortable. But St Mirren have done that every time we've played them this season. That was obviously the second time they took points through us in the league. But like, it was an enjoyable game, like, in terms of, like, it was end to end. And usually you've got a team coming with 11 men behind the ball and just sort of expecting, like, to see us having a struggle to break teams down. But I thought St Mirren, like, the goals we conceded were pretty poor from our perspective, but they kept coming. They also hit a post at 2-1 as well, and if that had went in, I don't think we would have come back. But a bit like, there's been a few games like that at Celtic Park, where, like, the Ross County game, I think it was the Hibs game as well, where we went behind and then came back to win. Obviously we didn't come back to win on Saturday, but when the league's done, I think you're just, I've seen there's a lot of people on Twitter, like, who are quite rightly saying as well, you're not going to remember these games in 2-3 weeks' time when we're hopefully looking back at another treble. And I don't think they'll take up too much space if the club bring a DVD out of a season review or whatever, because it's just, like, the job's done. And like, Ange is right, like, as Tony said, the sort of heavyweight boxer, you don't need to win every round. As long as you keep the belt, then you've won the fight, and like, your fight's done. Like, and that's why you're seeing some sort of mental arithmetic gymnastics for any sort of Rangers leaning pundit or ex-player or that in the media at the moment, who's trying to make out this new table that they're coming up with. I've seen it called the Hundesliga, I've seen it called Serie B. Like, they're just, they're making up any sort of stat they want to suit their agenda, whereas the fact is that every time they come up against us when it mattered, this season they were unable to beat us. And of course they won that game in the league, but in the grand scheme of things, we won the two cup games, we avoided defeat at Ibrox at New Year, and we won that game at Celtic Park 3-2 as well, which was basically sealed the league. So as long as this team keeps doing it when it matters, and I've got full confidence that they will, then I think people need to sort of calm down a bit with the writing players off and he's not good enough and he should be sold and whatever. I think you've just got to trust Ange and his recruitment and the likes. Like, I thought the most hypocritical thing I seen on Saturday was people getting after guys like Awata at centre-half and the previous week Kobayashi and saying, oh, we shouldn't let Morris Jens go. And I think Jens and Welsh were the centre-halves when we get beat at St Mirren in September and they were just as bad that day. And I think people just sort of rewrite history with these players and it's important that we don't get too carried away because I think Ange is the one that sees them every day in training along with Kennedy and Stratton and Kewell out there. You've got people saying, no, they're not taking their opportunity, but I think they wouldn't be in the team if it wasn't for showing up in training. So I think it really is just time to keep a bit of perspective and I think that the team's no let us down when it mattered and for the most part under Ange and I think leave it to, like, people sort of writing I think Craigie and Inverness maybe a chance than what they would have a few weeks ago because of how we've played since, but I don't think Ange will let them turn up that day with full focus on the game and getting the job done and have complete confidence we will. But Andy, I'll just come at you. As covered a lot, as we say, it's been 2-3 weeks since we've been on. How delighted are you at Celtic are champions and what have you made of the two performances since? Obviously, we've lost one and drew one since then.
Aye, good to get it tied up, as the boys have said already. It just became a bit of a matter of sort of when and no if. And we were relentless for weeks on end. Every time they dropped points, we were on it to make sure we either kept the gap, extended the gap, and I think we've been pretty much tremendous all season. So it's probably clutching a wee bit to have a go. And you see, don't get me wrong, we were fucking rotten at Ibrox. We were just miles off it across the pitch. I don't really think there was anybody who would come away with pass marks for that game. Surprised, maybe, but when I sort of take everything into perspective, obviously I was annoyed at the time like everybody else, because I mean, let's face it, you never want to get beat off them, but like you say, when you're looking at perspective, it was more so that if we had to win that game, I think that we would have, and I think it comes down to that, like, really that's what was left of their season, treat that game like a cup final and go out and sort of base that, and then we'll hear about how good they're going to be next season, whereas realistically it was done for us, it meant fuck all. We were poor, but that was it. And again, it's probably similar to St Mirren, to be fair, that don't get me wrong, we were fucking rotten again. There's two goals in the first half, I think both of them come from mistakes, and don't get me wrong, I think this was one of the big kings, and especially in Scotland, and especially in the last few years, I think the standards dipped even further. But it's no often that you make two mistakes in a game against sort of everybody else in the league bar Rangers and you get punished for it. Usually that doesn't happen. Usually you need to make 2, 3, 4, 5 mistakes before they punish you for one. Whereas probably St Mirren's credit, I suppose they get two mistakes in the first half and punished us for both of them. I didn't think we were great again. Obviously, as time went on, they sort of changed how they were going to play and regressed further back to park and sort of clung on for the result. But I've got to agree, yeah, with we done, like, they came out and they had a go in a sense. You're too used to seeing right for kickoff, there's keepers wasting time and there's fucking everything they can to get out with a 0-0, but St Mirren tried to have a go and the best way they could, and they got a result for it, so fair play to them for it. But we were a bit poor. I don't think we adapted very well in that game, but I'm trying not to be too critical of the players. My only worry, Darren, I'll just come back to you on this, is that since obviously we beat Hearts, the title's been wrapped up. We've had two games. We've looked like an absolute shadow of ourselves in A2. Obviously, we've got to go to Easter Road on Wednesday, and then we play Aberdeen at home. I don't think it's out of the realms of possibility that we don't have a great performances. I think we're really are still sort of teetering. I would love to see us go and just battle one of them and look like ourselves. But I suppose the big worry for a lot of people is if we do sort of get through emotions and players aren't at it, if you like, for these two games. You get into that in the next game, and it's a very hard time just to switch on. And I think I just wouldn't like to see us make that game any tougher than it needs to be. Because, you know, if we turn up, we win the game, but it's just becoming, like, if we got the vote and play the same way, we're probably not going to come away with 3 points. And before you know it, it's two games turns into three, turns into four, in which you've no won and not really been at the races, then you need to go and get a cup final. And it's, as I say, it's not an easy thing just to switch that back on and look like a sort of relentless winning machine again. That's just the only thing I would say, is that I'd like to see us pick that up. And sort of just don't look as if we're already at more oldies.
No, I think that's a fair point, Andy. I think you're right. I think, as you say, you kind of switch form on and off, and we've sort of been pretty poor. Like this, I think the last two games has been two of your poorer performances, and as I say, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. But you're right, the fact is, we do have a cup final in about just under 2 weeks at Hampden, and I think the gulf in class is sort of less. I was speaking to somebody the other day, and I was saying, I think the fact that it's a lower league team makes me a lot more confident than I would be if it was maybe like a top six SPFL team, in terms of, like, I think, as I say, I think the gulf's just too big for, like, obviously, never say never, but for a stroke to happen that day, I think absolutely everything's going to go wrong for us, and absolutely everything's going to go right for Inverness. But you're right, I watched, for my sins, I watched Hibs game yesterday, and they were pretty poor, so I'd like to think we can go to Easter Road on Wednesday night. I know it's, like, previous to a few seasons ago, it was a tough place for us to go. There was that long spell when we didn't ever win. But you've obviously, like, I think you've got to hope for a win there, just in terms of that Aberdeen game we've got on Saturday. Obviously, it's party day for the fans, and we'll get the trophy after the game. But Aberdeen, I think they're 2 points ahead of Hearts at the moment, and depending on where results go, they could still be desperate for a result on Saturday. And like we've seen a few years ago when they came to Celtic Park and beat us in the last day, and sort of that was on trophy day as well. So if you somehow drop points on Wednesday and then Saturday again, you're right, that then possibly is a worry in a cup final, because you'd then be four games without a win, which is sort of unheard of for this team. But it is something, I think, as much as I said previously, that I think people should calm down a bit. If we do draw points in the next two, then it does make the cup final a bit more difficult. But Tony, what are you thinking about the next two games? Are you still as relaxed, and or would you be how would your team lineup be? Would you be looking to still give guys on the fringes a couple of games, or would you, is it time that Celtics, they try and turn it back on and just go as full strength as they can to get a couple of wins in before the cup final against Inverness?
I'm not particularly bothered with the next two games. Obviously, I want to win it. I agree, the game at Ibrox was unacceptable, and I guess they games, they still matter. It's easy to say they don't when you get beat, but one of the greatest ever days at Ibrox, we'd ever already won. Well, two of the greatest ever days at Ibrox, we'd already won the league. We battered them 3-0 and then 5-1. So obviously it means something, but I don't know. Who do you get annoyed at after that? Do you just turn on the players or turn on the manager? Was it really for me? I just get pissed and enjoyed my night, and I didn't really overly bother me when push came to shove. As you say, we beat them in the final quite easily. Semi-final, we beat them, and we beat them in the league when it mattered. So I think next season there's no pressure on us whatsoever. We're the underdogs. They've told us they're coming, they're going to be ready, and if we win the league next year, it'll be pretty much a miracle. So quite relaxed. We've no pressure on us, all the pressure on them. So next two games, I think Ange says that he's planning and kind of mixing it up again. The league has won, and I know you want to get 100 points, and we probably still will. I think we can beat Hibs and Aberdeen, even with a team that might be slightly less, or not as strong as usual. So, I mean, I'd be happy if you played the likes of Hart, to bring Kobayashi back in. Can he just bin the guy after three games, albeit it was very weak against Hearts and Rangers, but I would bring him in with Starfelt. Probably bring Taylor in, Ralston. Maybe I'd keep McGregor arrest. I don't think McGregor's been great for a while. I'd maybe go Awata, Hitati, O'Reilly. Maybe give Rocco Vata a shout. And go for, I don't know, Haksabanovic and, oh, I don't know, totally mix it up, why not? But I don't think that's how Ange works. I think Ange works based on how good have you been in training, do you deserve a start? But I think if we draw at Easter Road, am I going to be overly worried? No, because we can't be caught. I think barring the Invincible season, there is usually a drop-off once you've won the league. I think that's a kind of natural reaction, so... I think it's easy to say. I think Kenny Miller came out the day and says Michael Beale's won more points since he came in. And I've already said I think Beale's done a good job in terms of he's mastered beating the shite in this league very easily. And I think next season will be a difficult title race. I think it'll probably come down to the games against them if they can continue to beat the draws. But it's all good and well saying he's accumulated more points when it mattered. We accumulated more points, and when the league was won, we'd done better than him, and that's why we won the league, and we put him at the two cups. So I think people in the media are talking shite, but I do concede it'll probably be more difficult next season. But no, I'm not going to get really annoyed or start panicking about the cup final. I think our good friend Melbourne put on somewhere that we're 97% to win it. Which makes sense. We should be beating Inverness, or sixth in the Championship. I don't think they've kicked a ball for a while. I think they may be in a bounce game, but no competitive games for, I think it'll be maybe close to a month by the time we play them. Big pitch. We're more than capable of really putting on a show that day, I think. And I think that's what most people expect. So I think people, to be honest, Cuds just love a moan, don't they, really? Cuds, they just love to moan about certain. Submitting game was dunked for kick-off, was dunked after kick-off with a smashing day out, and then flew back to Ireland yesterday. So flying on a Saturday, planning to get pissed before kick-off, pissed after kick-off, and I'll enjoy my day either way, and I'll watch the game on Wednesday pretty stress-free. So, no, I think enjoy it. Enjoy it, I think. We get the job done early enough, and these games, as much as you always want to win, if they're not 100% at it, I think any kind of ex-football player I've ever spoke to as well has always says that they do kind of play well. Not necessarily they don't want to get injured for these big games, so I think that's what you've seen against Motherwell, and we do one each as well, and then made the semi-final, and we got the job done in the big game. So, no, I'm quite happy for them to mix it up. It makes no odds to me.
And Danny, I'll bring you in. What you're thinking for the final two games of the league season? Would you be looking to bring guys like maybe Rocco Vata in, or is there anywhere in the team at all that's sort of concerning you? I think most people's sort of major concern at the moment has been the gaping hole in the centre of defence that Cameron Carter-Vickers has left. It's obviously had Kobayashi and Iwata played there. What are you thinking about there?
I might have won the last two games. Tony's right again. Folks just love to moan. It's like you've clinched the league title, and Ange seeing what he's got, and he played a basically full team on Saturday, and they won. So it doesn't mean if he drafts a few players, he'll not win. I'd like to see him freshen up again. Rocco Vata would be good to get a look at him properly. I'd like to see the boy Adam Brooks get a game up front as well, because he scored two great goals in that Glasgow Cup final. And he's putting the ball in the net for the youth team, so why not give him a run out as well? But he's not really been in amongst the team, so probably no. But throw Andrew probably want that 100 points. He'll want to finish strongly. It's a difficult one to motivate the players, because they're going to, you know, people say I should be motivated all the time, but they will have their eye in the cup final. And when you put so much into winning the league and what they've put in, and you know, they've no, as you said earlier, Dan, they've not really let us down since that Scottish Cup final. They've not really let us down in a kind of must-win game, really. So, they've earned a bit of slack the last couple of weeks, in my opinion. But I think they will get back to winning ways tomorrow night. Wednesday night, because I don't think Hibs are too good. I think they've basically chucked this season as well. So, it would be good to hopefully finish with 2 wins, I think. There's a good chance Aberdeen will have clinched third by Sunday as well, so they're probably just in for a parity. And I think Sunday will take care of itself, and it's only Saturday will take care of itself, and you've got a full house and you're getting the trophy, although I don't think many folk will be waiting to see the trophy. They'll probably already be out having a party before the trophy's out, but it'll be something nice to, for the team to look forward to. And to be honest, I just want the league season done. We clinched the league a couple of weeks ago. It's all about the cup final now, so just get these 2 games out of the road with the injuries and look forward to Hamden.
Aye, definitely. And Andy, I'll bring you in. How would you look to line up in these last 2 league games? Would it be a case of maybe one of the games that you do bring in a few of the sort of players that have had less minutes, or do you just go full strength the last 2, and as you say at the start of the segment, just try and get a couple of wins, say, to, I don't think the team are unconfident, but just to sort of get that bit of form back?
Like you say, it's winning's infectious, and it's momentum. I don't have enough momentum, and it's, I know, like you say, we really should be beating Inverness 10 times out of 10. There shouldn't be any doubt about that, but you know what it's like. Football can be a funny game at times. All it takes is fucking some stupid to happen. There's a down to 10 men or fucking some stupid goal we take a bounce off or something. Anything can happen, so I think we're just mitigating that, and I'd like to see is the performances keeping high. As I say, I don't think it's easy just to, if you're, say, you're pish for a couple of weeks and then just flick the switch to get back just because players were nervous about it. But at the same time, I think there should be players looking to play themselves into the squad. Look, obviously for the majority of the season, the starting 11's more or less picked itself, with the exception of maybe one or two. There was that obviously patch that Moy had where he forced his way in, but I would say aside for Moy, it's really, it's just, everybody probably knows what the starting 11 is most weeks. So I would think a lot of the players who are on the fringes really should be trying to play their way in. Guys like Cole, guys like Haksabanovic, Kobayashi, they're really their chances to go and sort of play their way in. Like if they are unplayable for a couple of weeks, then they've got every right to be asking a question about starting in the cup final and then going forward. But we've not looked like that at all, but I'd just like to see that up. And as I say, it's that momentum just to carry on and carry into it rather than being poor. But then again, I would also like to, with the last game of the season against Aberdeen, you know, it's like it's always good if everybody's getting along to the last game and everything's wrapped up and there'll be the parade and everybody will be after it. If you're going to win that game, I think it just sort of ties up the day nicely. But as I say, I'm no, it's no panic stations, it's no worrying, and I'm not really too harsh on the team, and I've not been for them. We've been poor, but I think they'd be the first people to tell you that. I would just like to see it up for these final 2 games just ahead of that, and as I say, I think there's opportunity there for players to play their way into contention for the cup final. But I think in terms of who, I think Rocco Vatters, obviously, he's been about the team for a while now, and the manager's always said it's about people performing training, and you've seen him come on here and there off the bench. I wouldn't be surprised if you see him get a start. Haksabanovic, I'd like to see come in and try and get to that form that he's been at just before we broke for the World Cup, because before that, he'd come into the team and started to play really, really well. I'd agree with Tony and Owen Kobayashi. I think it'd be harsh just to bid him off right away. Don't get me wrong, he was rank rotten, but it's like you've got to give him the chance again. In these 2 games, as you say, they don't mean anything. So if he doesn't make a fucking arse yet, they don't mean anything. But it can't do us any harm to get a centre half playing a centre half, because of what I just, it's the main target was him that whole game. And it was a bit of a bully victim at one point against Maine, but you knew it was coming because it's no his game at all to be playing up against that, and you would assume if we went into the cup final that Inverness would try and exploit that the same way. But I think there's a number of players there who should be looking to take the opportunity to get in the team, because they've got no fucking issue about if they get injured or no, because they're not going to be starting anyway. So I'd just like to see his up the performance, really, darn. I think it'd just be nice to go into that with momentum behind us and no coming off the back of four poor performances in a row. As I say, I just really want to, like everybody, you really, really want to win it. I think just mitigating as much as we can and sort of getting the... It just looks as if we're really playing with cobwebs half the time around the players. Like, some of them just look as if they are already away in holiday, sunning it up. And I refuse to believe that can just be sort of flicked away just right away ahead of a cup final. I don't think that's how it works. I think we've seen it before. No, just for us, I think you see it across Europe when teams play like this and then go into a cup final. It's never the cakewalk that you think it is. That'll be the one and only time a lot of Inverness players get to a game like that. And they'll go and try and treat it as such. So I think that I'd just like to see us at it and as the best possible Celtic that you can see. And I think the way you go about that is two good performances before it.
Aye, absolutely. And obviously, I think as much as the result is near written, I think on Trophy Day last year, we were absolutely annihilating Motherwell. And I think that added to the atmosphere in that. And hopefully we can get the same on Saturday and obviously at Easter Road as well. But I've covered quite a lot, so I'll just get some predictions before we go. Andy, I'll bring you back in. Give me predictions for both games, and if you want to throw in some scorers, you can as well.
I'll go for, let me think. I reckon it'll be 3-1 against Hibs. I think we'll come back and put in a half-decent performance. I reckon we'll win 3-1 against them, and I actually do think that we will batter Aberdeen in the final game of the season. I can see that being a 5-0 job or something along the lines. I do think that after the last two performances, we will pick up. So I'll go 3-1 and 5-0 and not get a single clue who will be in the score sheet. But I do think somebody who's no scored this season yet will. So whether that's Vata or Iwata, Kobayashi, somebody like that, somebody who's not scored this season will score at some stage.
Oh, here's hoping. Danny, what are you going for in both games?
I think we'll win 2-0 on Wednesday night, and I think we'll get a couple of goals on Wednesday night, and then on Saturday we'll win 4-0 and Rocco Vatt will score, and I don't know who else will score. I'd like to see Greg Taylor end the season with a goal because he deserves it, but I think we'll win the last two games and we'll finish like champions.
Tony, what are you going for in both?
I think we'll lose the next two and lose the cup final. 3-0 against Hibs. Right, I think you're right. I think we'll bounce back, win that. And right, we'll beat Aberdeen 2-0. And then I'm sure we'll come back and do a preview against for the cup final. I don't think Pod Tims has ever been about for a Celtic treble. Am I right? Well, no, fuck. I'm talking absolute total shite. We were about when we done the quadruple treble, but doesn't really count because of who our manager was. So we'll be back to talk about hopefully breaking the world record for tables. Exciting stuff. But I think we'll win the next few games. I think he'll go probably rack up a few goals and finish the top goal scorer.
I think we'll win comfortably on Wednesday. I think it'll be 3-0 Celtic, and it was a great performance that between Christmas and New Year, all of us were there actually, and it was a great night. I think you'll get the same on Wednesday, last away game of the season. The away fans got them done all season, so hopefully the players gave them a performance to be proud of for the last away game of the season. As I say, I think it'll be 3-0, and I'll go for Kyogo to be on the score sheet. And then Aberdeen game, I think, does depend. I think if Aberdeen have a lot to play for, it might be tighter than people would think. But I know Rangers are playing Hearts during the week, so if Aberdeen get a positive result, they'll have all but sealed third place. So if that's the case, then I think when he says that it could be right, both teams will just be there for a party and to celebrate a successful season. And if that's the case, I think Celtic will win 4-1. I'll go for Kyogo again. I think that's Tony says. I think he'll just keep racking up the goals and finish top scorer, and Celtic will continue to look to break and set more records in terms of goals scored as well. And Duke will get the consolation goal for Aberdeen and then sign for Celtic in the summer. There you go. But aye, as Tony says, we'll be back for a Scottish Cup final preview next week. But also, I believe, in the pre-match press conference for the Aberdeen game this towards the end of this week. So if you've got any questions you'd like put to Ange that won't get us banned from Celtic Park, then send them to us on our social medias. Just search for Pod Tims on Twitter or Four Tims in a Podcast anywhere else and you'll find us. And I will be back hopefully next week. I know we're inconsistent, so you might hear us before the first game in the Champions League next season, depending how organised we are next week. But we will be back. We'll definitely be back for the Scottish Cup final preview, promise you that. But I thanks very much for taking the time to listen, and we will speak to you next week. Cheers.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.